Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff. Well, this one might ring close to home. The young man kind of scowled as he listened to his mentor. The advice coming from the old man's lips was not what he wanted to hear. I mean, up to this point, the young man's relationship with this guy was great. Whenever he had a problem, he got godly counsel, knowing it was just a phone call away. But this time, his mentor was asking him to do something that was going to cost him. He had to make a sacrifice. He had to swallow his pride, and that did not go down well. Instead of listening to the old man's wisdom, this young guy sought a second opinion and a third, and finally he got what he wanted to hear. Many times we aren't discerning when we're caught in a whirlwind situation. Our emotions are tied up within a decision that must be made. Most people don't want to be challenged. They want to talk to someone who will tell them what they want to hear. You know that's true. They want someone with authority to tell them what to do, even if they know the counsel is wrong. As believers, we must be aware of counsel that does not make God the center of its reasoning. If someone offers their opinion freely without prayer or grounding their conclusion on the Word of God, be very careful. Proverbs 12:26, the righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The advice, be careful who you listen to. In the world is going on. In New York, two masked and hooded men walked up to a crowd near a laundromat and a barber shop in New York City's borough of Queens, opened fire, wounded 10 people, including 3 known gang members, before escaping on mopeds. Police said 40 shell casings been removed. It's the new America. Usually on Monday, Chicago is a low light. At least 5 people killed over the weekend, 50 others injured in shootings across Chicago. Police said one man was killed, another wounded early Sunday in a shooting at the city's near West Side. The 30-year-old pronounced dead, multiple shots fired, hitting him in the chest and abdomen. Of course, they have that big Lollapalooza thing there in Chicago, 100,000 people gathering together, no mask. 90% gave some indication they were vaccinated. Even the mayor appeared. I wonder what Dr. Fauci thought about that one. Oh my word, what was this one all about? A Minnesota man charged with second-degree murder Friday after he allegedly beheaded his girlfriend and dumped her body at an intersection in Shakopee in front of horrified people. Alexis Eberett, 42, charged with second-degree intentional murder in the death of 55-year-old America Thayer. Reports said police in the area responded to calls claiming the person had just dumped a headless body at a major intersection. I wonder, where is your safe place? A 17-year-old male shot and killed in a food court in a Macon, Georgia mall Sunday afternoon. Matavius Moore shot multiple times and died at the mall located on Eisenhower Parkway. Police say somehow a fight broke out at the food court, got physical, and then the shooting. It's definitely a blue Monday for many people. 6 months after Congress approved billions in emergency rental assistance, just a fraction of that money has reached tenants across the country. What's going on? Even with millions at risk of homelessness, an eviction ban expired Saturday. The Treasury Department announced last week that state and local officials doled out about $3 billion in aid over the last 6 months. Roughly 6.6% of the $45 billion program intended to keep millions of renters in their homes. What happened? In total, it has provided relief to a fraction of the 1.2 million households that have been reported very likely to face eviction. It's very real, my friend. Got this note yesterday from a former member of my church, used to go to my Christian school. He's now a man, and millions today without a home. He says here, I don't know what to do anymore. I've put all my stuff, mine and my wife's stuff, in storage till we can find some place to live. We don't want to lose anything. I can't sleep. I just stay awake because of the new meds I'm on, and for some reason it won't let me sleep, so I just cry now because I realize that All the people I've helped can't or won't help me. And the people who are important in my life are long gone from this earth. I feel as if I don't know what or where to go from here. I feel like I'm lost with no way out, can't find the end of this trail. I've overcome so much in my life, now I feel like I just need to give up. But I can hear my friend and my dad's who are in heaven look at me and saying, "It will get better, just keep looking up, don't look back." I find myself looking to the past, and what I see is not the guy I want to be, but I guess it'll get better. I've got some problems. I know God won't give you more than you can handle. It's what the Bible says, but I need a break from this mess, God. I need your help. I can't go on without you. I give it all to you, for I know you can do all things, and I believe in you and who you are. So I'm asking you to take the wheel and guide me and my wife and what you want so we can do your will. Yeah, it's a big problem today. No place to live in America. Pray about those people without, especially if you have this Monday. More and more Americans scratching their heads today. Why is that? They're beginning to see what Democrats, along with CNN and MSNBC and all the other lefty loonies, are doing so successfully. Hiding out. That's what Joe did during last year's presidential election campaign. And voters are now discovering that they've elected a shell of a man, a frequently addled man without conviction or force whose every campaign promise was entirely bogus. There may not have been widespread voter fraud in 2020, but that doesn't mean that a horrendous fraud was perpetrated on you, the American voter. Most worrisome today for Joe Biden is that people are even souring on his character issues that his campaign touted, like honesty and empathy and I'm for you. Most worrisome today for Democrats, they cannot rely on the president to carry them to victory in 2022. They're worried. What are we going to do? No wonder they're trying to jam through their progressive wish list via a $3.5 trillion budget package with zero GOP votes. They know it's their only chance. The latest polls contain alarming readings. Keep in mind, this massive survey of 2,000 Americans was conducted between the 24th of July and the 27th. Those were the days before the chaos that has since erupted over the Delta variant. The White House's inability to give the nation any straight answers about this highly contagious new strain and the rising number of breakthrough cases will further erode trust in the president. It is almost totally gone. Isn't that something? And you knew that before the last presidential election. Nobody listening. What have you done for me lately, Joey? Sad story from the mountains of Montana, rugged mountains. Over the weekend, they were looking for a 23-year-old missing hiker. Officials and family believe is likely dead after she failed to return from a solo trip nearly a month ago. K-9 teams, multiple agencies being dispatched via helicopter over the weekend into an area where Tatum Morrell could have been venturing after setting off alone the West Fork Trailhead near the city of Red Lodge back on July the 2nd. She was an experienced hiker, great mountain climber, but something went wrong. They're hoping to find her body. So, get the shot or you don't work here anymore. There's a fine line today between defending individual rights and supporting the rights of private businesses to run their operation without any government intervention. And it's not always black and white, you know that, but this pandemic vaccine thing is way out of control. It's an issue. It's one that steers a good chunk of conservatives away from our standard hands-off approach to businesses. I mean, forcing vaccine mandates onto employees is really a form of discrimination, is it not? Of course it is. Even if we set aside the skepticism millions of Americans have when it comes to the so-called helpful vaccines, you can't dismiss the draconian nature of vaccine mandates that'll force people to choose between their careers and their healthcare freedoms. What is wrong with this picture in the new America and its flood of evil. He did it, and he's on the hot seat again. James Dobson. He said President Joe Biden and his Democratic Party want to pay teachers across this country to brainwash your children with unabashed critical race theory-laced propaganda. James Dobson, founder of James Dobson's Family Institute. Dobson, who has advised five presidents on family issues, has authored dozens of books, was inducted into the 2008 National Radio Hall of Fame, previously had warned that society is assaulting your children and those kids need to be defended. In his August newsletter, now online, he cites the new promotion from Joe Biden's Department of Education to give federal money to education contractors who promote racially, ethnically, culturally, and linguistically responsive teachings and learning practices. And he said it could also require the Education Department to prioritize social studies curriculum that teaches students critical race theory about systematic marginalization, the biases, the inequities, and discriminatory policies and practice in American history. Bunch of gobbledygook that's further confusing things in the world today. In other words, our government will pay educators to brainwash your kids with unabashed CRT junk. You can't allow it to happen. Christians, it should not be happening on your watch. Critical race theory, a movement that is trying to take our government, military, public ed, economic, and church institutions, and a generation of kids. One more part of the new America and a flood of evil. Well, I've always been the optimist and the guy who loves to win. And you got to tell you, I hate to lose sports. I've been involved in all of it all the time. I like winning better. And I've been watching some of the Olympics. All of a sudden, it caught me. I like to run. I had 4 years of varsity track and into college. And anyway, we're doing pretty good in the Olympics, as I understand it, except for a group that I've not been happy with for the last few years, women's soccer. Cocky group led by a homosexual, Megan Rapinoe. The group allegedly standing for the rights of others and kneeling for the national anthem, etc. Can't stand that. Well, they lost again and are out of the running for the gold. And I gotta tell you, it does not upset me at all. Well, somewhere along the line, I thought a new country had been created. Watching the ROC. That doesn't mean you're bad at geography if you've never heard of ROC. It's not a country. It's a loophole for Russia. It stands for Russian Olympic Committee. A loophole allowed more than 330 of their athletes to compete in the Olympics without representing Russia. What in the world? They got banned from international competition 4 years ago for pulling off one of the biggest doping scandals in world history. Yeah, there's always a way, even to cheat. What else is happening in business news? Things are changing. Companies that enjoyed a surge in sales during the pandemic, the worst of times last year, now confronting a new era. People socializing, getting out more. Amazon, the poster child for the COVID boom, fell almost 8% Friday, its worst day in more than a year. And that dropped Jeff Bezos below French luxury mogul Bernard Arnault on the list of the world's richest people. Devastating for Jeff and devastating for other e-companies. Shares in Etsy, Wayfair, eBay all fell as investors questioned whether they could maintain that COVID momentum. People are getting out more, doing more things besides shopping. The world again is a-changing. Let's get to the good stuff. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Thanks for being here. Hello, world. News, information, comment, lots of opinion from a Christian point of view and a pastor in the Midwest. Been doing this for so many years and love to share. We need to know what's going on now more than ever. The game is to silence voices like this. Just keep on praying, keep on supporting if you can those that are telling the truth. We need it today, and thank you for supporting Christian Radio. And those of you that join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G. That's Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. So grateful that you are here every day. Tell a friend and make sure you join us each day at this time. I think I love you. Well, here's something to think about today as you ask, what is my life all about? What is my purpose? It's been said that a life is not important except in the impact that it has on others' lives. Jesus Christ came not for himself, but for others. And make no mistake, there is no promise of safety in the call of Almighty God in your life. As he calls you into a frightening arena called the New America, as an example, he points to the wounds in his hands and his side as to remind us that we are afraid today for a very good reason. It really is a dangerous world in which you and I live, and it really does wound us. Yes, it does. And I would remind you that eventually it kills us. What killed Jesus? What will kill you? Not old age or a heart attack or, no, sin is the death knell. Christianity does not deny the reality of evil or try to hide from its true horror. You hear that all the time on Hello World. It's an awful world out there, and Christians dare not minimize evil or take refuge in euphemisms. Beyond this, we cannot accept that evil will have the very last word, won't it? I mean, the last word will be the perfect fulfillment of grace and justice and the word of God. Think about it. It's all going to come to an end, and while we continue to fight evil in this old world, it has to get worse before Jesus comes. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and you start reading there at verse 8 through 22, you read about Paul. He's kind of getting ready for the beyond, the next step, the other side of the curtain. And I remind people that if anyone had occasion to quit the course, and I never want you to quit, but if anyone had an occasion to quit the course that God had planned for him, I think it would have been Paul. I mean, my goodness, people, think about the persecutions and the trials and the misunderstandings he had to go through and all of that emotional and physical distress. It plagued this man for most of his adult life. I guess I could ask you today, how have you been doing? You have a lot of trouble, do you? Well, it doesn't compare to the trouble that Paul had. How did Paul arrive at this point in his life with such a winning spirit? How can you approach life with a winning spirit with so many negatives, so many bad things surrounding you in this confused world? Don't you think that's a good question? Paul did not, now get this, Paul did not focus on the past. His actions before he was saved were awful, atrocious. You know that to be true if you know your Bible. They would have been a huge albatross hanging around his neck. But what did the past... No, wait, let me emphasize this. See, now this is so important, my Christian friend. What you did in your past that was foolish, was wrong, was atrocious, was forgiven by Jesus Christ. Do not carry around that mental baggage of guilt. It will only weigh you down and steal your joy and bring you to tears today. You need to receive God's forgiveness, and you need to forgive yourself. Paul did not nurse grudges. Some folks have an emotional greenhouse where they just continually nourish past hurts. It's a nonstop pity party, and you shouldn't be whining. No, you shouldn't. It's pain you can live without. Paul was betrayed, and he was reviled at almost every stop in his life. But this is so important. His spirit remained free of bitterness and of self-pity. There is the victory, my friend. Paul measured on grace, and he embraced his weaknesses. He was the apostle of grace, ever aware that his sense of worth and value was entwined with his relationship with Jesus Christ, and not, and get this, not on his performance and not on his behavior, because you and I fail there all the time. My Christian friend, let me encourage you today. Don't give up when your spirit gets faint. You count on the sufficiency of Jesus Christ and God's grace in your life, the adequacy to help in all circumstances. Yep, if anyone had a reason to quit, it was Paul. You and I don't come close. So, where are we today? My son, Ben, who's living with me currently, my youngest son, we've been experimenting in the garden in the backyard, and it's pretty neat. We're just talking about growing crops, and there's beautiful tomatoes out there, and cucumbers, and squash, and pepper, all kinds of stuff growing big and tall. Had this plant grow up in the middle of a flower bed we had. I told him to leave it go. It was a weed, leave it go. There's a point to be made. I was just curious. See, your mind's an incredible thing, my friend, and it doesn't matter what you plant there. Your mind doesn't care. You can plant beautiful gardens, or you can plant weeds. You can plant even nightshade, which is a deadly poison. And if you fertilize and take care of everything equally, it grows equally. As a matter of fact, a weed that I had been let go is taller than everything else in the garden. It's a weed, like the weeds in your life. You can feed them and nourish them, and they will grow just like the good stuff. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. You and I need to grow the good things and get rid of the bad things. This is a great message, my friend. Do not quit and do not let the enemy win. We need you today more than ever. And finally, I know I've told this one before. This woman said, last year I replaced all the windows in my house with those expensive double-pane energy-efficient things. And today I got a call from Home Depot, who installed them. The man complained that the work had been completed a year ago and I still hadn't paid for these things. Hello? Just because I'm a blonde doesn't mean that I'm automatically stupid here. So I told this guy just what his fast-talking sales guy told me a year ago, that these windows would pay for themselves in a year. Hello, it's been a year now, so they're paid for, I told him. There was only silence at the other end, and I think he finally hung up. He never called back. I'll bet he felt like some kind of an idiot. I love that one. It's a medicine, and it's a reason God allows us to smile and laugh and, oh, yeah. I've had my say for another day. This Monday, we're starting all over again, waiting for Jesus to come any day. Keep busy. Tell people about him. They need salvation. They need surrender in their lives. So grateful that you're here. Facebook, Greg, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Until tomorrow, God bless. Have a great Monday.